This bird flu situation is not just hurting poultry producers in the 12 states hit by the high path influenza strain, but also producers in other states because several countries have banned poultry from the entire U.S., not just the areas affected. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack told farm broadcasters in Washington Tuesday.
50 to 60 countries have made decisions concerning exports. In some cases, unfortunately, they are opposing a countrywide ban. We're trying to impress upon the 11 or 12 countries that have done that that's not consistent with the science and certainly not consistent with OIE requirements, international requirements that really focus on more of a regional approach.
Earlier this week, Vilsack called the Chinese ag minister trying to persuade him to lift the total ban on all U.S. poultry, but that request denied, at least so far. Meanwhile, this week, more reports have come in of poultry facilities being hit with the flu all in the Midwest, and Vilsack told reporters it is devastating to those Midwest producers and...
We're knocking on wood that doesn't get to the East Coast.
As the number of poultry facilities hit by avian influenza increases, along with the number of birds involved, the cost of indemnities for poultry producers also on the rise. Vilsack telling farm broadcasters that the money set aside for these kinds of payments was not near enough. USDA has gone to the Office of Management and Budget once already for authorization for more money.
We have received a prompt response from OMB, so we are in a position to deal with the losses that have occurred to date. We will probably likely go back to OMB in the very near future to ask for an additional allocation.
But producers only get paid for depopulated birds, not those dead from the disease, not for the full value of birds had they been marketed. But USDA Risk Management Administrator Brandon Willis says USDA is doing a study looking into this type of thing.
The study is on the feasibility of offering a crop insurance program that covers diseases.
Not just for poultry, but all livestock. That study not yet completed. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.